This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Prosecution witnesses in the Gosnell murder trial continue offering testimony to corroborate the grand jury reports that what happened in Gosnell's Philadelphia clinic was indeed murder. Defense attorney Jack McMahon, in trying to punch holes in the prosecution's case, continues offering gruesome realities about legalized abortion. While major news media outlets continue to essentially boycott the trial, LifeNews.com daily offers many stories with various levels of detail. One aspect of the Gosnell story is that for years, peaceful pro-life protesters stood outside the Gosnell Clinic at 3801 Lancaster, praying and warning people about what was taking place inside. Such protesters are commonly portrayed as agitators and extremists, not peaceful people who urge mothers to treasure the miracle inside them. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. The Seattle Cancer Care Alliance is reportedly permitting its doctors to bring up assisted suicide with their cancer patients under Washington state law. Wesley Smith says it's an extremely disturbing development to have a respected cancer center offer its imprimatur to suicide. The American Civil Liberties Union is getting involved in asking Alaska state government to release public records as to why state vehicles blocked the peaceful pro-life protest earlier this month at the state capitol in Juneau. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.